armchairs that go with the dining suit.
Mm-hmm. And those chairs up there without arms?
They go. I have 8 chairs that go. My table extends to seat 8. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there'll ever be enough room right there to do it. But Don says he doesn't understand why we had to have a table for. I'm not going to let him eat off of it. And I said, I'm not going to let anybody eat off of it until I get a pad to go on it, because I don't want it scarred up, you know. Besides that, I'm just not into real formal things, you know, serving stuff like that. One of these days I may do that. But until my children get a little bit bigger, I'm not letting them eat on this cold garbage. And I'm going to put an oriental rug here in the center of the floor, and one out there in the foyer one of these days. There's all kinds of projects that I've got in the back of my mind that I like to, you know, work on year by year.
Well, that's good.
But when we first, well, we lived in the house for 3 years, and there wasn't anything in this room except my piano. We just add a little bit at a time. Of course, there's dual reasons for that. For one reason, we don't have the money to furnish that all at once. And besides, I wouldn't want to do it all at one time, yeah. I don't think. It's more fun to have something new, you know, every once in a while. I just got this picture, a couple, 3 months ago. And until then, there wasn't anything on the wall, you know, and I just add a little bit as we go along. That's more fun that way. Mm-hmm. You can brag about, I got something new.
That's right.
It's really an unusual thing. My sister made the picture here. My sister-in-law, she's doing some ceramic work.
Oh, yeah.
And she made the picture for me, and she's in the process of making the big bowl that goes with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm real proud of that. She does an excellent job.
Now, she's not patterning it after the old-fashioned place, you know, where men wash the face.
Like a... what do they call that? Wash bowl or something? Wash picture.
Sure.
Anyway, that it has the bowl that goes with it, and it's real big.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I get my blue chairs over there, I think that'd be real pretty.
Yeah, it will be nice.
I had the kids' pictures made, and I didn't have any place to put it in the den. I didn't have a picture frame for it yet, so I just brought it in here and stuck it on the hunt board.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got lots of things that I want to do, but I got lots of time to do it. So
yeah.
It's taking my time. We invested in a pontoon boat this spring instead of furniture, though. Don said he was going to get something for himself. So we have invested in a pontoon boat, and we're going up this weekend and stay up there with it. It's real nice. You put the...
Where do you take it?
To Kentucky Lake, you know, where that is. That's Tennessee River. You know, bisects Tennessee, you know, around here like this. And there are, the Cumberland River joins the Tennessee River, and then you can get to the Mississippi River off this. But the Ohio and the Cumberland and the Tennessee are all in, and Mississippi are all in this area. You know, we have a lot of water recreation areas. And the TVA, when they built Kentucky Dam, they created Kentucky Lake. And most everybody in this area goes there. Of course, we have Riffoot Lake, you know, down around Tiptonville. But as far as, you know, boating and things like that, that's just because there's cypress stumps all through that thing.
I know what you mean. I was out in that thing, and we ran over several.
Yeah.
Riffoot.
But it's good fishing area, but we're not into fishing much.
Yeah.
So we take, going to put the boat in Kentucky Lake. We just bought it last Thursday, and we only got about a couple hours on it last weekend because Don was in National Guard, and he had to go an overnight guard trip last weekend, so it put a damper on our boating trip. But we're just, you know, real excited about going this weekend. But it can seat 15, and it can pull 4 skiers. So of course we don't have any skis yet, but we're going to work on that project too, because I really like to ski. And
you know how to?
I learned when I was about 10 years old, and my parents never owned a boat, but my aunt and uncle did, and then we had lots of friends, you know, a lot of people around here owned boats because we're so close. It's just about 45 miles to Kentucky Lake.